And we always open up our talks with a bit of music. I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. And so it goes. Every song has its own tune and has its own melody and has its own words. And the thing is, I can write my own words, I can say my own melody, and I can do whatever I want because it only matters to me. It doesn't matter to anybody else but me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It only matters to me. I'm the only person that it makes any difference. Now, Ellen was getting on my back for the last couple of days. She says, Herb, get this letterhead done. Herb, get this letter done. Herb, get this information done on the corporation. Herb, do these things. Herb, do these things and do these things. And the more she said do these things, the less interest I had in doing it. And the more difficult it was to encourage myself to do something about them. So I finally decided, hey, I am going to create a lovely letterhead. Not as good as the one I do on Ventura, or whatever it's...
Coral Draw.
But, usually I could do that and Sylvie would speak up. Now she's got to speak up, or you. Okay, what?
Coral Draw.
So, my Coral Draw on my Fujitsu, my PC, didn't want to come through. But it comes through nicely on Ellen's Dell. But I'm not in Ellen's Dell, I'm in my... my office in the Hermitage, and I'm in my computer. I'm with my Apple in the computer. See, she's always there for those important words. And it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. So this morning at about 1:30, I woke up. And I thought to myself, why am I waking up? So I went to the bathroom, did all those things, and that wasn't the reason I woke up. So I went back to bed. And I laid there, and then... I kept tossing and turning, thinking about the letterhead. Thinking about the letterhead that Ellen wanted and that we didn't have on our previous
letterhead,
which was done in
Coral Draw.
And so I looked at it, and the letterhead we had done in Coral Draw is no longer true because, I mean, our board of directors are coming and going recently. And so we have to make some changes. Ingeborg, who's been with us 30-plus years, 37 years, or maybe 100, she had to come off of there, you know, because she has taken a new turn in life. She's gone off to a new dimension. And Sylvia, she's gone off to a new direction for herself and having some fantastic ways of living and having only those things that please her is what she does. What a smart woman. Now, if we could all realize that, it only matters to me, and that's all that matters, is what it matters to me. So, I woke up at 2:30, and then I woke up at 3, and I said, oh, well, what the heck. So I got up, and I went to the computer, and first I looked at the letter, and I thought, now, let's compose that letter and make that all ideal. So I went down the letter, covered all the bases that we had to cover that Ellen, as a secretary, told me we had to cover. And I covered it all and did it all just beautifully. So it only matters to me. Now, if Ellen doesn't like it, that's too bad. She can rewrite it. But I know she'll like it because she doesn't want to rewrite it. And it only matters to her. So then I went to work on the letterhead. And I went into Word, and I went into the templates in Word to try to get the things to work on that. But the templates were not cooperative. I would type in the template area, and then they jump here, and they jump there, and they do this, and they do that. Now, it might be my computer, or it might be anything, but I said, the heck with you. I'll do it myself. And so I started doing it myself. And it only matters to me. And I looked in it, and I typed it, and I set it in a size type that was reasonable. And then when I got all done, I said, these two should be together. And so I backed them together. I know how to do that. And then these should be apart. So I made a space and put them apart. Now these things should be this way, these things should be that way. And here, this, our names should be in bold, you know. And other things should be just ordinary. So I went through and I went through and I went through and I checked out everything. And it was just to make it matter for me. It just mattered for me as to what I was doing and how I was doing it and how I was having fun. Now, it didn't dawn on me once while I was doing all this whether Ellen would like it or not. But I thought to myself, here I am running the university now for 3,000 million years, you know, and nobody ever complained about how I run it. Everybody always said, oh, you have good philosophy, you have good ideas, you have good thoughts. And I said, that's right, they're universal, they're great. And so sometimes they'd say, oh, you should do it this way, you should do it that way. And then, do you know what I do to them? It only matters to me, you know. People say, you should do it this way. I say, you do it. You're now the chairman of that project. You're now in charge of it. Oscar Stalder one time said, had such good ideas for running the university. And this was years and years ago. And I thought, what a great fellow he is. And I said, Oscar, you're in charge. You're the chairman of the program. Oh, no, I got too many other things to do. I got this to do and I got that to do. I said, sure, it's easy for you to come in and dump me a whole bunch of genius ideas and then try to take me away from my work that I'm doing. And you don't want to take yourself away from your work that you're doing. And a lot of fun that is, you know. And, of course, I had a lot of people who wanted to do things for me. They wanted to be the genius for me. They wanted to run the show for me and take these things. And I always had to say, show me. And after they showed me for about a day or two, they lost interest because it wasn't theirs. They were doing something for me. They weren't doing it for themselves. And truly, it only matters to me. I've had geniuses through here and I've had people who are not geniuses through here. And all of them had something very wonderful to offer, except that every one of them who thought they could do it better than I did it, they were in trouble. Because I am the one who says how well it's done. I say if I like it. And if they do something, even if they do a Michelangelo for me, you know, and I say, no, I want a Titan. I want a Grandma Moses, you know. I want something this way, that way. And then whatever they do is not going to be adequate. It's not going to be perfect. So rather than me doing myself everything, me doing everything myself, I say, hey, that's great. Thank you very much. We'll use it just the way. But you haven't proved it. You haven't looked at it yet. You did it. You would not give me something that wasn't perfect. You wouldn't give me something that wasn't proofread in its ideal form. Well, I just gave you a rough. You didn't tell me you gave me a rough. You say, Herb, here is what we should do. And so then that's what we're going to do. So I take your idea and I put it in motion. And people look at the idea and they say, the University of Healing is sponsoring something like that? Something that's unproofread and has got so many mistakes in it and so much this and that and lack of balance and lack of imagination and lack of creativity. The University of Healing sponsors that? And I said, yes, we sponsor everything. And we sponsor the fact that you, I do everything for myself. You can look at everything you see with your eyes. And if your eyes are perfect eyes, beautiful eyes as they are, you will see it perfect right now. And if you look at it and you see it perfect, what's there to complain about? What's there to complain about? You know, Herb, you didn't dive in the pool properly your last dive. Oh, show me how to do it. So they get up and they cannonball. I can do that too, you know. And people want to give suggestions. They want to give advice. And really, over my several thousands of years of living, I have come to the conclusion that they want to give me advice and suggestions merely to have a conversation. They merely want to get involved in a discussion. They merely want to talk to me, and they don't really know how to talk to me. And this is true. People don't know how to talk to me because they don't know what's going on inside of me. I do. I like me. I like me just the way. it only matters to me. It only matters to me, and that's all that ever matters, is what is going on in my world. And I'm doing it for myself. And if I do it for anybody else, you're not going to get my best. But if I'm doing it for me, and you're paying attention, and you're listening, and you're saying, hey, that's a crazy idea. Hey, that's strange. That's way out. Like we talked the other day, Buck Rogers, you know, and people who wrote 1,000 Leagues Beneath the Sea or something like that, 7 Leagues Under the Sea, and all the other space shows and time shows and science shows. They're crazy. But they write them interestingly so that you'll be interested in it. Not so that you'll buy their project, but you'll be interested in it because it's interesting. And if it's interesting and you think it's interesting, you empower it with your thought. If you look at something and you're not interested in it, then what happens? You don't even look at it. You don't even empower it with your thought. You just say, brush it off. But if it's interesting, you look at it and you say, oh, that's interesting. And you empower it. And I want everyone to think everything I say is interesting, and they want to empower it with my thought, their thought, our thought. This is how life goes on. It only matters to me. It only matters to me. Usually I have it written down here. It only matters to me. And that's what we should all say. Ellen, why are you being nice to your grandchildren?
It only matters to me.
Oh, isn't she smart? Oh, yes, that's right. It only matters to you. Now, what if your grandchildren didn't respond to you when you sent them a birthday card and they didn't say thank you? What would you do? I don't expect it.
That's right.
That's right. I only give. I don't expect anything in return. I was talking to a young lady in El Centro the other day, and she's 94, and she's in charge of getting speakers for the El Centro group. And she wanted me to come and speak to the group. And she says, I don't care. And I said, that's right. And I said, why am I here? She says, for me. And I said, you're right. It only matters to you where I am. Now, whenever you have people coming to your group and you're talking with them, I say, well, you're a fantastic minister already. You know, you're an amazing lady. Because you know the facts, you know the truth, you know the principle, and you're living it, and you're talking it, and you're excited about it. And if I were to read you the list of books that she has in her table that she's reading, you would say, oh, those are the same things we read at one point, you know, along the way here. And she's amazing, but it only matters to her. She called me there. I was supposed to speak to the group in El Centro, and we didn't even go over to the church. We just stayed at her home, and we sat in her living room, and I talked to her about 2.5 hours on philosophy and on all these things, and she was just delighted. And then she says, do you have to go? You know, which is lovely. I mean, isn't it nice that people want you to stay?
Yeah.
That's the time to go. But she was just wonderful. She was just wonderful. But you see, she's got the message. At 94, she got the message. It only matters to her what she does with her life. And I said, how are your children? Oh, beautiful, great, wonderful. You see, that's how she creates them. Now, do you think that her children never made a mistake, that they never goofed, that they never messed up in any way that made her unhappy? Well, what her son did. Her son was very serious, and then all of a sudden he started wearing a mustache. And she says, I wish he wouldn't wear a mustache. He looks so handsome. Well, he's being himself. He's doing it for himself. And tomorrow he'll have a beard. The next day he'll have a goatee. Next day he'll shave it all off, top and bottom. And the next day he'll all be back again. It all depends on what he feels like doing. And it only matters to him. He doesn't care what people do when they look and say it about him, you know? Oh, you're a skinhead. You're a nut. You know, you're this. Oh, really? Who's calling who what, you know? I think you are a very intelligent, you're calling me a skinhead. I think you are a very intelligent person. I really have never been around a person who is so brilliant, like, you talk like that and mean it. They'll stop calling you a skinhead quick in a hurry. They'll stop calling you something to mess up your thought. Quick in a hurry, because you're complimenting them. They cannot give you bad remarks. They cannot be against you. And it's so wonderful. This is why whenever people come around and they tell me their problems, I say to them, oh, you want to have more? More problems? You want more broken legs and stuff? And you're crazy. You're nuts. Well, you see, I'm the crazy and I'm the nut. They're not thinking about the broken leg anymore. They really are not. They're not thinking about their problem anymore. Now, do I do this with a concerted effort or with a directed effort? Do I know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do people think I'm crazy at times? Oh, yeah. Do people try to make trouble for me? Lots of times. Oh, they try to do everything. And what happens? Everybody who has time enough to listen to me without judgmentalism, unconditional love, if they listen to me with unconditional love, they're the millionaires and the billionaires and the wonderful, successful people in this world. And you can be the wonderful, successful people in this world too, if you do it only for yourself. If you will do it only for yourself, you're in charge. You're the master. You're the wonder person. But remember, that's what I do. And when I tick you off, as the term is, when I piss you off, you know, just remember, you're after me because I am being myself, not because I'm being you. And so if you are being you, you'll never be ticked off about what another person does, says, or in any other way, because they're just being themselves. And you being yourself, are you ideal? Are you unconditional love? Do you like yourself? Etc. Do you like all that stuff? If you are, you haven't time to be upset with anybody else and how they live their world. You have only time to be interested in your world and how wonderful it is and how fantastic you are and what a magnificent being you are. That's all you have. Because it only matters to me. And remember that. All I have to do is touch the number there and it stops. And I look and read my headline. And then I can press the number again and off she goes. And on and on. And you don't even know that I stopped. It's a wonderful thing. This recorder is a supercalifragilistic expialidocious gadget. And Ellen, this can do what many things can do. But it does it in a way I understand. And I never get confused. Because it only matters to me. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I hope this last 18 minutes we spent together was as much fun for you as it is for me.
Only matters to me.
I like me. I like me. I like me.